guys. Welcome back to Uncommon Faith Podcast. I'm Amber.
And I'm Ash.
And that's Giggles. She has now been replaced.
I'm Ashley. I just laughed because I know for a fact that you don't listen to our own podcast. Because every time you say, welcome to Uncommon Faith Podcast, I take out podcast every time. And you don't know because you don't listen to our show.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, that you don't listen. I mean, I have to listen because I'm editing. So
That's pretty bad.
But you.
Yeah. But I mean, come on. Most people don't like hearing their own voice. Honestly.
I guess I listen back.
It's cringy. You have no choice.
I have to listen back to it to edit it.
Right.
And yes, after I've posted it, I usually don't. Not anymore. I don't listen to it because I think I've gotten into a groove to where I don't need to listen back to it because I'm fairly confident that I'm in my editing skills, unless our listeners don't think so. I mean, unless there's like a big like choppy mix up or whatever and I have to make sure that it's like smooth and I will listen back to it. But I think, I have a good groove going and I can knock it. I can knock it out.
That's good.
How was your holiday weekend / birthday weekend?
It was okay. It was just another weekend, to be honest. But on my birthday, I had a great friend from church take me out to one of the wineries out here. It's called Arrington Vineyards. It was so beautiful. I'm so grateful. She got us the sample platter and a charcuterie board.
Yeah, let's say that correctly. A
charcuterie board, which
it
was
still
so
sounds
delicious.
Made up.
And she made me some delicious cupcakes. It was good, all in all. It was good. It was just relaxing.
It was like an old person birthday.
Yeah, but that's the life I live now.
I know, but like last year, like you did go downtown, right?
Right.
You had your little, you're like, I'm going downtown in my sneakers and my blazer dress and all that. And then literally this year, it's like my
going
friend
to the,
took me
going
to
the
to the winery.
You're going like to the now. Winery with my old lady cane. It was a sight to see for sure.
Is that what you were hoping for, or were you hoping for something different? Like, do you have high expectations for your birthday now?
No, honestly, I don't. I honestly loved it. It was perfect for the type of year I've had so far. I needed something just relaxing and no pressure. It was funny, though. I will tell you, you know me, and I prefer comfort over cuteness. So I'm the only girl there wearing my all-black outfit, my leggings, and every other girl there is in a sundress with her sun hat. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Stood out like a sore thumb, that's for sure.
Well, that's your uniform lately.
Yes.
Maybe for the fall, we get you a different color shirt.
Maybe, probably not.
Like some, I mean, we're going into sweater weather.
Sweater weather. Black sweaters.
You can't say that without thinking of the SNL skit. Sweater weather. Sweater weather.
Never seen it.
You've never seen the sweater weather skit?
I've never watched in a single episode of SNL. I told you, I don't like that kind of humor.
I don't know. I think that you would probably laugh. I have a few favorite skits. Like when Blake Lively was on. And once Kenan Thompson joined the cast. Mm-hmm. I mean, did you ever watch all that?
I did.
That was like a kid.
I didn't find him funny either. I know, I'm weird. You don't got to tell me.
What do you think is
funny?
Like,
know.
What, What is funny to you?
I guess I like more action comedy, like things with The Rock or Kevin Hart, that type of stuff. I don't do slapstick airplane movie funny.
I don't know what you mean by airplane funny. Like what?
Airplane movies, things that they show on the airplane that are not worth your time watching.
That is your that's your definition of air. I thought you were referring to the movie Airplane.
No. There's an actual true like reference of what airplane movie means, but I don't know off the top of my head. But yes, it's just cheesy movies. Like I don't do it. It's like Will Ferrell.
So you've never seen Anchorman?
Nope. Can't. Won't.
You've never seen 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Nope.
You've never seen Bridesmaids?
Nope.
Did you think that was funny?
Yes. It was okay.
Okay, what's the funniest movie that you've seen recently that you, like, died? That is the thing. You love New Girl, and that is the type – that's the same type of comedy.
See, I love New Girl. I don't know what it is. Those actors and actresses don't bother me.
Is it, like, too raunchy?
Will Ferrell gets under my skin.
Is it, like, too raunchy?
It's not even raunchy. It's just annoying. It's like it reminds me of being in high school with that girl you just didn't want to be around or that annoying classmate. You're just like, go away.
Was that me?
I don't want to watch. No. I don't think it was. I can't remember, though.
I don't think I was as – I did not really, like, showcase my true goofiness in high school.
Right.
Because I was like, well, people won't think that I'm funny or think that I'm cool. And then once I started hanging out, like, I think senior year, this other girl, and she was just, like, goofy all the time. And I'm like, she's got lots of friends, and she's cute when she's goofy. And I'm like, then I can totally be goofy. So then I was just like, I don't care. I will make jokes. I will make jokes about myself. I will have weird hand gestures. I will do faces and voices.
That you did, and you still do.
I do. Like, yeah. It's easy for me to mimic, I think, too. I'm an actress. Okay, so you didn't ask me how my weekend went.
How was your weekend?
My husband.
With your hubby be home?
My hubby home.
Are you making fun of my speech impediment? Thanks, friend.
No. I'm saying we're both trying to talk at the same time. So my husband was home for the weekend.
What did you tell me happened when he walked in the door?
About losing weight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Guy flew into town having lost almost 20 pounds, and I have stayed exactly the same. And I'm like, how dare you? How dare you? He's like, yeah, well, I've been eating lots of salad. And then he literally goes in the pantry, and he's like, you guys got a lot of bread. I haven't even been eating bread. And I'm like, just leave. Mm-hmm. Just leave.
Just go back to where you came from.
Just go back in your, non-bread eating place.
I think we should send him some donuts to his house.
Some donuts?
Yeah.
He had some donuts here. I think when he came here, he definitely ate some junk food.
Well, that's good.
But he also, let me say, he also did like join 4 different sports teams on base. So that he's literally doing 2 things, PT, and then he'll have like swimming and football, or like soccer and softball, or no, he was doing volleyball, no softball. So like all very active sports. So yeah, I told him he looked like Captain America before the procedure. Yeah. I was like,
I don't know, but
I had to keep staring at him because I was like, what's happening here?
Who are you?
Yeah.
Bring the dad bod back.
I mean, I'm not saying I want the dad bod. But I asked him, I was like, so you're going to like, now that you like at your weight goal, are you like going to start like with weights now? Are you going to like lift the weights so you don't lose the muscle? I'm like,
hint, hint.
Hint, hint. Yeah. So, yeah, he was home for the weekend. We did a lot of like free stuff, library, getting movies from the library. Riley had never seen any of the Star Trek movies, so we watched a couple of those.
Weird.
What's weird? Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Have you ever seen the newer Star Trek movies?
No.
Do you like Chris Pine?
I don't know who that is. You always throw names at me and I never know who it is.
All right, well, I'll just pull up pictures. I should just have like face flashcards for you.
Yeah, you should.
And then you'd be like, oh yeah, I know. I know who that
yep.
is.
Yep.
Chris Pine, this dude.
Nope, no idea. No.
Are you kidding me right now?
No.
Okay, he was in Wonder Woman. Did you see no. Wonder Woman?
No.
Did you see Princess Diaries?
This is a fun game, Ash.
Did you see This Means War with Reese Witherspoon?
No.
Did you see Horrible Bosses 2?
No.
No, you only watched the first one with me.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Into the Woods?
No.
Wrinkle in Time?
No.
Oh, it says that he is in Wonder Woman 3.
Nope.
That doesn't even make sense. It's not even out yet. I just don't know how he's supposed to be in that. Interesting. You've never seen any of these things.
Nope.
I have failed you, I think, as a friend.
No, I'm just very stubborn. So good luck on that.
You've literally never seen. How have you never seen Wonder Woman, though?
Because I was busy watching movies like Jumanji.
You like Jumanji, that kind of humor? I think you just like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yeah.
You're not wrong on that. But yes, I like that humor.
Yes. Okay.
Like I could watch all the Bruce Lee movies over and over. That's funny to me.
Are those supposed to be funny?
Like, I don't like when people act stupid, and Will Ferrell acts stupid in all of his characters, and I don't like that.
Oh, it's just, like, cringy to you?
Yeah.
And you're like, cringe.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So the highlight, not to say that the husband coming home wasn't a highlight. I was able to take, like, a week off of work because of the holidays, so I had Friday off. And there was no school on Monday, and Caleb had assessment day on Tuesday, so he was only with for a little bit, so then I didn't have to go work then, and then I already had Wednesday off, so I had a whole week to just recharge.
Nice.
And then my friend had an extra ticket to go see Imagine Dragons.
How was it?
Pretty awesome. She had like really good seats, like because I guess it's like in a soccer field.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like on the field, and they put like these like crate floor tiles down, which is weird. So we're on those things, and I wasn't in like the first section. I was in like the second section, but pretty close to the stage. And they had these massive screens on, and like they look like little people. On the stage and stuff, but Imagine Dragons like sound exactly like their albums. So definitely not lip syncing. He's actually a really good singer.
That's awesome.
Macklemore was there. I have actually never seen a rapper live.
That's funny.
And I'm just like, how do they remember all their words? That's so crazy.
Well, when they're the ones writing it.
I mean, I guess, but I forget my words all the time for my own songs. Oh, man. Yeah, so it was a good time. And then like on the way out, I had to leave earlier because it was a really long show. Totally found a $20 bill on the ground.
Nice. Did you turn it in?
No.
Ooh.
Where are you going to turn it in?
Lost and found?
Who's going to go and be like, I lost $20?
If it was my last $20, you better believe I'm going to go see if someone nicely turned it in.
I didn't. I actually gave it to Riley for babysitting. I didn't keep it.
Do you feel guilty now? Did I make you feel guilty?
No. I don't feel guilty because this place was so crowded and people were going left and right and there was a lot of drunk people there.
Yeah.
A lot of drunk people, definitely smelled some weed, and there's a lot of kids there. Yeah.
Welcome to Colorado.
Yeah. So that was fun.
What?
So one of my reels on Instagram has been going viral.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. And it's interesting because it was just one of those random, you know, like song challenge videos. So it's like 20 or songs turning 22 in 2022. And like, the notifications are just bing, 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 like every day, all day long. And the comments are just cracking me up because you either have, there's three categories. There's ones who are like, oh my gosh, this is so fun. I knew all the songs, blah, 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 blah. And the second group is pissed off because they now feel old and feel the need to comment about how mad they are about these songs. Or like the fact that that they feel old, but they shouldn't be made to feel old. And so they resent that comment in the audio, which is not my audio. I didn't make it. And the third group is apparently super Nelly fans. One guy specifically commented, she only knew the first six words of Nelly's biggest hit.
Gosh.
Country Grammar is not Nelly's biggest hit. Then he wanted to just have a whole debate with me about how long each of his songs were on the charts. And I was like, I so desperately wanted to just comment back and explain to him how the charts work, and it doesn't necessarily mean what he thinks it means. So I had to ignore it.
Let it go. Let it go.
It frustrated me so much. But yeah, those are the main group. People, like, be positive. If you can't be like positive or like make a joke or whatever, like, don't comment.
Right. Right.
Wait, didn't you have a viral video at one point?
I did. I did. That was what, 2 years ago on TikTok during the 2020? It was something so simple and silly. It was like I was, what is that where you're watching a video? Oh,
you're reacting.
Your reaction video to a haircut or something. And it reached over 1 million views. And I was like, Ashley, make it stop. Like, what the heck? I don't understand why this is happening. Was I hacked? It was weird. But the comments on it, oh my gosh.
Like
some weird, like inappropriate, out of place comments.
It's a... Yeah, it's some like bizarre Twilight Zone when you have a video that goes viral. And like it literally, like if you have your notifications on, it won't stop. Like the other day I was driving and I needed my directions and it's like every four seconds, there was a new notification. Like, bing, bing, ba-ding, and I'm like, I need to know where I'm going. Like, I can't.
See, I have mine off, so.
Yeah, it's probably better that way. So you're not constantly looking. And then, yeah, you're right. The comments. The comments are out of control. You know, like I said, we had your different categories of people, you know, your Super Nelly fans and whatever. But it's just like, it just keeps progressing. So there was a comment also that was like, I hate when people do these videos and they don't even know the lyrics. And I'm just like, you know what? Like, I was like deleting them, but I'm
leave
like,
it up.
I'm feeling sassy. I'm like, not even, I'm not even about that. Or maybe I'm just like feeling like, you know, I'm just going to stick up for myself. It's turning a new leaf as you get older. Anyway, so viral videos are good and bad things. Gotten a lot of followers. I don't know if that will in fact translate into
more
fans or just, you know, a bunch of weirdos. Just getting a bunch of weirdos now following me. Got a lot of dudes just like, oh, and now I have a crush on a random girl on the internet, and I'm like,
oh my gosh, awkward.
You know, I'm like, I've gotten a lot of comparisons. Someone said I look like Holly Marie Combs from Charmed. Someone said Sandra Bullock. Like, I have Sandra Bullock vibes, and I'm like,
okay.
I haven't heard those before, but great, cool. I thought I had Ashley Reed vibes.
That's funny.
Yeah. So there's been these things on the radio, I've been getting back into it, of, you know, like the first date follow-ups we've talked about and the like the catch the cheater things.
Yeah.
I mean, you've heard those types of things before. There's a new one that I heard about, like, what is like the silliest thing that you have broken up with somebody before or like ghosted them for or whatever.
Right.
And you go because you have the dating history.
Oh, no. You're asking me?
I'm asking
you. Oh, my
you.
Gosh. Okay. The first one would be a guy I dated. His house smelled weird. I couldn't even explain the smell. It didn't smell like cats. It didn't smell like dogs. It smelled like someone cooked dinner, but there was a dead body laying on the couch, too. Like, it was just weird. A weird, weird smell.
Those are like so random.
Like, I don't know how to explain it. It smelled like something had died in there, but yet he was cooking like a pot roast. It just smelled so gross.
Was that like every time you went
every
there,
time there? Yep.
Did he ever cook you dinner?
No. So
do you think maybe he was a cannibal?
Ew, don't do that. thank goodness it never went anywhere.
Yeah, I mean,
the most I would do was sit on his couch because I was just like, ugh, I don't even want to see the rest of your house. I'm good.
You never said, hey, dude, why does your house smell
bad? No. I'll tell someone their breath smells no problem, but your house, like, that's just weird.
What if their feet smell?
Oh, that's just gross. We wouldn't be dating. Unless you had a legit reason. And, like, you work out and you just left the gym or something. But if you're not getting your feet taken care of, we got a problem.
A little funky.
A little funky punk.
What else you got?
I broke up – or not broke up, but stopped dating someone because they had sausage fingers. I don't know why. It just grossed me out. What?
Was he, like, really tall, or was he, like, kind of short?
He was average build, like, maybe 5'8", 5'9".
And we're not talking about your ex-husband, right?
No. But he also had sausage fingers, so maybe that's the correlation. I was like, nah, I'm good.
You're like, I'm getting some flashbacks.
Flashbacks. Exactly.
He was a little short and chubby.
Something about it just reminded me of something that I didn't like.
It's kind of good for, you know, for your son that he takes after you and
yes.
your height and your skinniness.
Yes.
Otherwise, he'd be like.
My poor baby. He makes comments too. He's like, Mom. And he opens up his shorts. What was my dad like? I'm like, oh my gosh. I promise you, you didn't take after him. But the comments that he makes are so freaking funny. But it's like mom and son, so you can only take it so far. I'm like, okay, dude, I don't want to know. TMI. He's all, I'm assuming I took after grandma's side, our side. I was like, probably. Because if not, you'd be probably really sad. Oh, man. It's bad.
That's hilarious. Oh, man. Okay, I got a story for you. I think I said before to you about how there was a couple guys that, I kind of talked to, but I was, fresh out of, a very intense relationship. And,
right.
I went to a movie with one guy, and, I tried to hold his hand, and it just felt like I was cheating.
Felt weird.
Yeah. It just didn't feel right. And so, yeah. So I just, I ran into that guy, years later. He worked at one of those mall kiosks. And he straight up told me that I broke his heart, and I was like.
My bad.
Sorry. I don't know what to do with that. I'm not usually the person dumping anybody because I don't like hurting people's feelings. So
right.
I literally I'm so uncomfortable with that. You broke my heart.
Yeah. Sorry. See, I told you avoid. Just avoid.
Okay. So this is my story. I don't know if I've ever told you. So in high school, this was also after that breakup. And so there was a guy that was kind of always just hanging around from youth group. And I wasn't super into him, but it was just nice to get the attention, I guess.
Right.
He had a car, you know, I think he was a little older, maybe a year older or something. I don't know.
Right.
And one time he came over to my house uninvited.
Oh gosh.
Brought his friend with him, and I had a friend there, and we couldn't get rid of him. And we're like, okay, guys, well, we were gonna head to Starbucks, so you gotta go. And they're like, oh, we can go to Starbucks too. And we're like, no.
Dang it.
And so we're like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. And so we go to Starbucks. And then we're ordering or whatever. And then we're like, okay, well, you know, we got to go. And they're like, oh, you guys should come to his friend's house. I don't know this guy at all. And we're like, oh, okay, sure. We ended up following them. But in the car, we're like, we got to get out of this. How do we get out of this? So we concocted this idea. And we're like, okay, so we get one of my friends from drama class from school. And we're like, hey, dude, you have to call us and pretend to be her boyfriend and be so mad that she's at some guy's house.
Right. And
just give us an out, give us an excuse to just get out of there. So we're like, all right, call us in 5 minutes. So as soon as we walk in, we're there for 2 seconds. And the guy calls, and he is so loud. He's just yelling and screaming. Did a good job. If we paid him, it would have been well worth it. And you know, she was like, oh my gosh, we gotta go. He's so mad at me. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, yeah, we gotta go. I'm sorry. Peace out. And we got out of there, and we were laughing so hard. I just avoided him after that. It was, I mean, maybe he got the hint. I hope I didn't.
Maybe. I do remember you telling me this story, and I think we came to the conclusion that I know who it is.
Yeah.
And maybe I should tag that person that knows that person, because that'd be really funny. No. Get Ashley caught. Let's put you on the spot for once. No. I think it'd be real funny.
It'd be so embarrassing. I'm sure the guy's doing fine. I don't think I caused, you know, damage, but I'm a nice person, I promise.
I didn't mean it. I was only 15. I don't know what I was doing.
I was like 16, 17.
Sorry. I'm trying to help you out here.
I was a child. I was a baby child.
Didn't know up from down.
Oh my gosh. Did you ever, I mean, I know that we like, that it reminded me of the time that we did that in Nashville where we like.
Ran downstairs. Go.
You know, we're like, we got to go to the bathroom. Yeah. And we ran out of there. Yeah. Did you do anything else like that back in the day to get out of like a?
No, I don't think so. Well, I think maybe just going out to like maybe a bar or something and someone buys you a drink and then you drink the drink and then you avoid them the whole night. You run like mm-hmm. you had to leave. Yeah, I've done that for sure.
Oh, man. You think like people would know that. I know. I'm glad yeah. I'm like not like super into drinks. There was a time when, you know, I was like 21, so I was like, okay, well maybe I'll try some. And I worked at a restaurant that had a bar attached to it, and sometimes we'd go out over there after work, and like there would be guys, you know, they would buy me a drink, these other soldiers or whatever. And I just, my thinking was right. like, well, I don't like alcohol, so why spend my own money on alcohol? Let the other guys buy it so I can try it. But I don't think that went over well with my husband. My logical thinking wasn't so logic. So I stick to water. I know I don't. My husband can buy me drinks, but that I still probably would think like, oh, don't waste your money. Don't waste our money. Right.
Don't waste our money. Don't waste our money. That would buy me a sugar at Ross.
Exactly. That would buy me so many things. But that happened at when my friends and Evan's sister came for my original EP release party. They're like, let's go and find mm-hmm. this like secret speakeasy downtown Savannah where you have to have a password to get into. And they're like, we got to buy you a drink. You got to like – try this out. And I'm like, don't waste your money. And sure enough, the drinks were like overly priced and
yep.
overpriced. That doesn't sound right. Overpriced drinks. And then it was just like, they didn't taste good. I was like, sorry. I think they were like $15 drinks or something like that. Just outrageous. I mean, yeah. I don't know what the going rate is for drinks, but.
I was going to say, if it's a cocktail, that sounds about right.
Does it?
Yeah, if it's a specialty drink, definitely. And knowing you got the sweetest drink possible.
No, they ordered for me. I'll stick to my Shirley Temples. Or I could do a virgin, like, tequila sunrise. That's fancy.
So some orange juice with grenadine?
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. You know, I just like to like live my best life, you know?
You want a mimosa with no champagne?
No, it's like sparkling cider in it. Like,
no, oh, gross.
Give me mocktails all day long.
Gross, gross, gross.
I know. That's why I'm always your DD. Or at least like if we're Ubering, the person just making sure you don't. Lay all over the floor, which you've done on the ground. Your money.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea.
You're on the floor right now.
I am. I like the floor. Me and the floor are friends. It's safe down here.
It's safe down there. Oh gosh. Oh man. You know, I think it's funny that, you know, obviously I got married young and
right.
you have like all this dating history. It's just funny to like hear all your stories.
All my stories.
Yeah, because I'm like, I got none.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So I got to tell you about, there's a different, also completely different segment that I listen to called Dirty Little Secret. So people call in and do some weird, like, dirty little secret about, like harmless things or whatever.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they call in, like, doozies. So this one guy calls in and he was like, yeah, so my dirty little secret is that I am a male escort.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no.
So by day, he's a truck driver. By night, he is a male escort. And he's not sure if his wife knows about it, but she doesn't say anything about it because she, like, likes the money.
You know,
they have, like, a paid-off house. They have paid-off cards.
Gosh.
You know, like, all this stuff. And I'm like, I think I would care.
Yeah.
They were like, you're a what? What? Like, how did and they're like, okay, so, like, how does one get into this? Like, they're like, this makes no sense. And especially, like, if you're a truck driver. Like, you already make good, decent money being a truck driver. And you're gone all the time. But, like, he'll do this at night. So it's like, apparently, they are, in fact, like, he's going on, like, maybe people, like, I need a date to a wedding so that my, you know, parents will get off my back. And then, like, sometimes it'll be, like, an overnight thing. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Ew.
Yeah, ew. No.
I would, as a wife, I would not, I don't care how much money you make. No.
Divorce. Done. Like,
no. Or maybe she's waiting for him to have a lot of money and then
leave.
And then leave or something.
She's smart.
I don't know. They didn't bring the wife on to find out. But I mean, and then they're like, well, how do they find you? And he's like, oh, it's like this website, but I don't want to say the website. He's like, but there's only like four of us on it. And I'm like, are you Googling it right now?
No, I'm not. Definitely not.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So.
No, thanks.
They put, I feel like, anything on the radio, and I just get sucked
in. Yeah, it's okay. It's entertainment.
But I think some of them feel so fake.
Most are, I'm sure.
Yeah, there was one really funny one, the catching, like, the cheater one or whatever.
Yeah.
The lady calls in and she's like, you know, they do their whole send the roses or whatever. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, I want to send them to so-and-so, who is not his wife, and say, thank you for all the lunches, whatever. And then she gets on the phone and she's like, who's so-and-so? Blah, 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 blah. And so it's like yelling at him. And he's like, what is this? And they're like, oh, we're, you know, like, basically trying to catch you cheating or whatever. He's like, oh my gosh, you know who this person is. And it turns out it's like the 75-year-old woman that lives in their building. And he helps her out sometimes. And they're like, what are you talking about? Like, why would you give her flowers? Like, that makes no sense.
Because it's sweet.
It's like, well, because they're free. And I don't know how they're going to look. So I thought it would be nice to just, like, give it to this elderly lady who, you know, and they're like, why wouldn't you tell me that you help the, like, they're like, okay, guys, well, obviously he's not cheating and you guys just need to have some communication. I was like dying but some of those I'm just like, the guys are like, I don't know what to say. I was like, well, obviously you are cheating if you're like brains trying to, like,
speechless.
Quickly think of an excuse and it's like, sorry, you're caught. Yeah. So amazing. Anyway.
Gosh.
We have some cool news, right, Amber?
Yeah. We want to give a real quick shout out to Nashville Voyager. They did a sweet little spotlight on us this month in their, what was it called? Their
Nashville Inspiring Stories.
Thank you for that. We truly appreciate it. Yeah, you guys can go check it out. We'll leave the link on our Instagram page. Read all about it. It's pretty cool.
Read all about it.
And you guys can find me at Instagram under Amber_N_G. Where can they find you, Ashley?
You can find me at ashley.reed. If you want to check out that viral video, you can find me at Ashley Reed Music. Be nice with your comments, please. I don't want to get
add to it.
I don't want to get into a debate on Nelly. However, side note, now on the radio, they keep playing Hot in Here, and I'm like, why is Nelly haunting me? I'm just so glad it's not country
on purpose.
Yeah. Oh man. Anyway. So you can find me at those, and you can find us both at Uncommon Faith Podcast on Instagram. And you can also email us at uncommonfaithpodcast@gmail.com. Have a great day.
Yes. Bye.
Okay. Bye, guys.